Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the biography, The Best Servant Story, Life of Tony Rome, God's Blessed Child, author Anthony Garcia shares his misadventures and later rise to self-respect. He dramatically presents a lively, action-packed story of street life, a poignantly lonely portrait of prison life, and an inspiring journal of genuine connection to the life of Jesus and the words of the early Christian prophets. He was never alone in all his trials, tribulations, and the hardest times of his life. The Holy Spirit served him and helped him to find his destiny, to know there was always someone by his side who encouraged him to be who he is today and called by God, Apostle Antonio Garcia. And Pastor Antonio Garcia, author of The Best Servant Story, Life of Tony Rome, God's Blessed Child, is our guest on This Week in America. Pastor, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Yes. How are you doing today?
I am doing fine. And looking forward to this conversation. You have been through so much and using your experiences to help so many on the streets now in Connecticut. And we'll talk about that during the course of the conversation today. The title is The Best Servant Story, Life of Tony Rome, God's Blessed Child. Let's start with that nickname. Who is Tony Rome?
Tony Rome was the name they gave me when I used to dance, break dance, and I used to sing, because it means like roaming around, because I was always running around all the places, but I was always dancing. I was always talking to different people. I always, always been an active, very active person. And Tony Rome became my name because I was very creative in everything that I did. A lot of times, even how kids break dance today, I used to break dance in that time like that. People used to be amazed because they said, how can you dance like this? But today, young kids, I see them dancing like I did at one time.
That's amazing. And had you done it a little later in life, you might have been in the Olympics this past year doing breakdancing there. What was it like to see breakdancing, the skill, the art that you have, now being featured in the Olympics?
Well, now my dancing, I love to worship God and I love to dance worship. So a lot of people would see, and when they would see Antonio, which is my name, Antonio Garcia, and they remember Tony Rome, but I never realized that God always had a plan, that I was a worship dancer, and my skill of dancing created me to become a great dancer for the kingdom of God. And today, that's what I love to do. I love to dance in the church. I love to praise God. I sing for God. I got a song called "It Is Through," which I do some psalmist rap, because they call it rap, but I call it psalmist. It's by me and Kevin and Rey Bendecido, which that's my new name now. Rey Bendecido, that's my artist name. Tony Rome became someone for the Lord who had bigger goals, had bigger visions, and had bigger dreams. Like my book, when I first started writing my book was just a regular book. But as time came by, this book talks about me with my dancing. I get epilepsy attacks, how God has taken me from being a young child, protecting me, covering me under his shield and under his protection, for me to become a great man of God today, which I'm an apostle and I'm a prophet and I'm a pastor of God in the fivefold ministry, the gift of God.
This amazing story by Antonio Garcia is in his book, The Best Servant Story, The Life of Tony Rome, God's Blessed Child. Book available wherever books are sold, published by Gotham Books, their website, GothamBooksInc.com. You can find Pastor Garcia on Facebook. I'll give you that information. It's on our website, and I'll give that to you as we go through the program today so you can follow him, get information on the book, and purchase the book as well. It's a very inspirational book. Through all that Antonio went through, he felt there was somebody there with him, and that spirit led him to where he is today, as he mentioned, all he's got going in serving the Lord and in helping so many people. Let's start briefly talking about the childhood and the early teens, what it was like growing up, and the gang influence that you were under when you were growing up.
Yes. I was very young. I grew up in a neighborhood called Park Street in Hartford, Connecticut. I was born in Paterson, New Jersey, but as a child, my mom came this way because my mom was a single mother. And my father passed away when I was 4 years old. So I lived in a rough neighborhood, and me and my brothers had to learn to protect ourselves because a lot of times they would be taking cokes from kids in the schools. They would be taking kids' shoes, and we were not. We had poverty. We were a poor family, but my mom, you know, she brought us into that neighborhood because that's all she can provide for us. And we learned a lot of different things, and we learned to be tough, rough kids. But later on in life, I've learned that because they used to come and get me in the church vans. They used to come and get me in the project. The word that I heard in the church, they stood in my spirit, and I learned that God had a plan with me. That's why I call my book The Best Servant Story, because I'm talking about how the Holy Ghost was my best friend 24/7 in my life, protecting me, guiding me, even though he knew I did not have the knowledge and the wisdom and understanding of a lot of things in the kingdom of God. But he still was providing knowledge to me every day, daily, when people would talk to me about God, family members, people in the street talking to me about God, because in my neighborhood, Park Street is a neighborhood where people love to talk a lot about God. And they the ministers in the street corners, and that all stood in my heart, even though I was growing up in that tough life that I even thrown in jail for 4 years to 5 years. God was protecting me. God was covering me. He had a shield over my life. Even when I went in there, God protected me so much that even in church, because I was from Hartford, I went to Bridgeport, I had a situation and some young guys tried to attack me because I fought with one of the young kids in the prison. God had angels who protected me. People would come and support me because God had an angel who covered me. I know that God was always in my life, and I do know that the Holy Spirit, that's why I call him the best servant, because it says in the Word of God, the best servant of God is the Holy Ghost, and he's with us 24/7. He's the one that protects us. The Bible says also, Jesus Christ said, I will send you a counselor, and he will guide you to all truth, and he will be with you through the good time and the bad times. And I've learned from my book, The Best Servant Story, that the Holy Spirit was always in my life. I did have a normal life like every other young kid, but the normal life that I had, God was inside the center of all things that I did in my life.
It's an amazing story, and you're there with Antonio. He takes us all through this. He mentions the period of incarceration. He suffered spells of epilepsy, and because of that was isolated. But let's talk about this. Through all of this, you had a growing sense of strength in a relationship with God. What you went through would break many people, would turn many people. You, because you felt this, you had this strength that was there that got you through this. Talk about that and how that developed, how you realized that there is strength here and God is watching for me.
Well, when I was in there, I saw that God, I had an experience. One day I went to sleep and I remember my body just left my soul, and I felt like I went through the high school. It was something beautiful. So I knew when the person came to me and said, you know, I had a Catholic cross with Jesus on, and he looked at me and said, young man, I can tell you something. Jesus Christ is not in no cross. Jesus Christ is as life as me and you are life. And I say, I do believe that, because I knew it in my mind there was something special. Even though I went to the Christian churches, I also went to Muslim churches. I went to Catholic churches. And I even tried some places where they taught me about mental and memory things, about spiritual things. And I knew that God had such a plan in my life, because I always felt something. I just didn't know because I didn't understand it. But later on, after I kept going, I had an encounter with God, because I was working in a phone store. And when I was working in a phone store, a little lady, she was probably like 4 feet tall. She came in my store and said to me, God has called you. And I knew, because there was an experience that happened to me. Actually, I had a fight with a police officer. I got into trouble. I got shot at a few times. I was in trouble with the gang sometimes. I even had to protect myself because a lot of people would challenge me because they knew I was very popular. The Tony Rome name was very popular. A lot of girls liked me. I was very famous in my neighborhood. Even with all this that was going on, because I can remember everything. Because when I was in there, I used to go to Bible studies, and those Bible studies helped me to become the man that I became. Antonio Garcia wasn't just a person that was walking by himself. I knew that the Holy Spirit, that's why I wrote this book, The Best Servant Story. It started as a journal, as a regular journal. But when I went into church one day, a prophet told me, you're going to write a book. And I said, oh my God, that's my journal. And she said to me, many people are going to help you. So don't be afraid. God is going to be with you. God is going to guide you through all this. And I noticed something very special, that when I started writing the book, I used to have dreams. I would wake up sometimes, like the book of Joel talked about visions, and the kids would have dreams, like the book of Habakkuk, where it speaks about, and write your vision, make it plain. God was always putting something in my life that had to do with this book. I knew something. And one day I was driving through Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia, which there was a lot of homeless people. And I was driving, and I remember the day that I saw in a revelation, The Best Servant Story. And I said, Lord, am I going to preach this message, or is it a book? But I felt in my life, when the lady started speaking to me, I said, this is going to be the book of my life. This is going to be the book of my life.
It just is such a remarkable story, of the book. The book is The Best Servant Story, The Life of Tony Rome, God's Blessed Child, Antonio Garcia. The book is published by GothamBooksInc.com. Book available there wherever books are sold. On Facebook, you can follow Antonio at AntonioAlways, Facebook.com/AntonioAlways, or Facebook.com/GraceTruthLives. I'll give you that again during the program. We'll have that on our website, information there as well, so you can follow Antonio. It sounds like this book started as sort of just a regular book, a journal, along the way, because of everything that happened, because of the feelings that you are getting, the security, the strength you're getting. This turned out to be something, what, maybe even bigger than you ever anticipated, didn't it?
Yes, it did, because a lot of people that see this book have called me and said, you know, your book, it has something special. And I believe it too, because when I read my book, I can see that God is in the midst of this book. And I know it's going to be more. This is just the beginning of this book, because the life of Tony Rome, you know, is a very special, because a lot of people in my neighborhood, I wrote a song many years ago called Fly, Fly Girl. Even though that I was in there and I walked away from God, God was so faithful. Even though I got involved in gangs, I was involved with street gangs. I was fighting all the time. I was always in competitions and dancing. I had a life that I did not understand. But the good thing about God was that the Holy Spirit, I even remember when I joined one of these gangs, and the Holy Spirit came, and I felt this heat, this dark heat, this hot. And I knew that something happened, because I said to myself, why am I joining this? But I could feel like the presence of God. And when I gave my life to Jesus, that I opened up in Puerto Rico, in Laja, Puerto Rico, that I opened up, I even remember that the light turned off, the microphone turned off of the pastor who was preaching in the altar, so that I could run in front of the altar. And when I ran in front of the altar, that's when I felt the presence of God like never before. And the Holy Spirit was in my life. I just couldn't understand many things. But later on, that God started revealing things to me. I started prophesying in churches. I started ministering to people in church. I would walk by people. People would be healed as I walked by them. You know, I wrote a beautiful song with a friend named Kevin, and I'm Rey Bendecido. It's called Eres Tú. It's hit the radio stations already in the Spanish community. And it's a beautiful song. And I'm working on some new songs. I'm just waiting for the right people so I could get the music started. This book is more than I ever imagined. This book is the life. This is a world. This book is, like it says in the word, inspired by God, but written by man. This book, I know this book. Yesterday, I started getting calls from people saying to me, we want to help you make this book even greater. And I believe this book is going to be great, because I believe when people hear the vision, and they hear my dreams, and they hear what God has shown me, in the presence of God, and how this book has made many things in my life, from a child to a grown man today. God has made many great things happen, and I believe it's going to happen. When people read this book, young kids in gangs, young kids who are breakdancing. I believe young kids who are going to school have been bullied, who've been abused. I believe many young kids are going to come and say, man, this book is a miracle. This book is doing something in my life because this book is anointed by the call of God.
It's touching so many people. The reviews are excellent. In a second, I want to talk about you going on the streets, ministering, talking to college kids, giving them some life. When you look back on your life, there was a period where you were without direction. You were incarcerated. You were trying to figure out who you are. And all of a sudden today, and maybe not all of a sudden, but over a period of time, growing in the Spirit, you're a man with passion. You're a man with a vision. You have goals. As a teenager, would you have ever thought this was going to be how you ended up, where you're out there with a vision and turning the lives of young people around?
Well, when I first started writing this book, I was writing this book like a young man who was from the gangs and like telling other young guys, you know, I was in gangs, but you could change your life and become a man of Jesus Christ. But there was something I recognized as I started writing that book. There was more to the book because I'm a man with higher vision. I'm a man with higher dreams. I'm a man that God has given me to look more to the vision, to see things beyond measures. And I believe that this book is going to do the same for many young kids because I know there's many young kids who are writing books themselves right now. I believe there are many young kids that are out there in the neighborhoods that are looking around trying to see what can I become, what can I make myself. I started breakdancing. From breakdancing, I started getting into rap music. I was a psalmist in the kingdom of God. I call myself the psalmist like King David because this book has taught me many things and taught me to become a creative person and have taught me to become someone special in the kingdom of God, which I believe in myself, and that's what the kids need to believe in self. I even have spoken in colleges. I went to the Community Capital College. I spoke to a group of gangsters all over the whole school and young kids that were going to school, high schools. They were all sitting down and God gave me an opportunity with the mayor of Hartford. He gave me a chance to talk to other kids and all the kids stood there and listened to me. Some of them, when they even see me, some of them respect me. They honor me because of what I've done. Because God, I've been in 5 different programs for working with youth. I worked with the Peace Builders. I worked with another program called Comcast. I'm now working as a bus driver, but I'm the bus monitor. I'm the one that talks to the kids. I give them advice. I counsel the kids. And great things are starting to happen in my life because of what God has placed me in. But this book is the book that has made me become the man that God has wanted me to be. When I hold this book, it's like holding a talent. It's like holding a gift that has going to make great things, not only for my life, but for the life of many others, because I believe that God gave me this book with a plan and a purpose, where it says in the word, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to the purpose. I know the plans I have for you, that plan for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. He said to King David, he said, be still and know that I'm God. And that's how I feel about this book. This book has made me a great man. I have probably preached in churches. I probably haven't preached in a lot of churches like other ministers have all over the world. But I believe this book is going to become that book to get me the guidance, is going to give me the wisdom, and it's going to give me the knowledge to open up, to go out and walk on that dry water that God wants me to walk in. Because that, I believe, like Moses, when he placed that staff and the waters divided in the Red Sea, he walked through the dry land. And I believe this book is going to get me there because this book is a book of a vision. This book is a book of a dream. And this book started from the hand of the man of God.
The book that we're discussing on the program today is The Best Servant Story, Life of Tony Rome, God's Blessed Child, by Antonio Garcia. He's our guest on the program. You'll find him on Facebook, facebook.com, Antonio Always, or facebook.com, Grace Truth Lives. The book available, of course, Amazon, wherever books are sold. He's published by Gotham Books. Their website is GothamBooksInc.com. And, of course, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What do you hope the message is when people read your story? They're inspired by what you've done, but I think it's more than that, isn't it? You're calling on them to be inspired as well.
Yes, because I believe that there's a lot of young people out there that have dreams, they have visions, and I believe a lot of them sometimes need someone to encourage them. I said it's a great thing to be a prophet, but it's also a great thing to be an encourager. And I believe this book is an encourager, because if it did it for me, it could do it for many others. I used to be a young man breakdancing. I used to be a man who got involved with gangs. I used to be a young kid that used to get myself in trouble. But I also learned that I became somebody different later on in life, because the things that have taught me the most things in life is the experiences of things that I have gone through. So today I could tell others, I went through there. I know what you're going to go through. You don't want to go through it, because when I was locked up in prison, I had to learn many great things. I took it for the right things. I took it to learn. I started writing songs. I started writing poetry. I started writing books. I just had a situation where I was locked up one day, and I got there was a trouble, and they threw away a lot of my stuff. They threw away my books that I wrote. They threw away my songs that I wrote, but I never given up. I never gave up. That's why the best serving story is a book of a man who serves God, but it's also about the Holy Spirit serving us, because the Bible says there's no greater servant than the Holy Spirit to man. And this book has become something very valuable, because I believe in this book. I have a lot of faith in this book, and I have a lot of faith that a lot of mothers who are single, mothers that have, you know, no way out because they feel they can't do it, so they're going to learn. Because my mom, she was a single mother. My father died when I was 4 years old. But I've learned to go forward and proceed, because this book is going to talk to you about how my mom was a single mother, but she had a son, and we were poor. But my mom, we were in poverty, but my mom always spoke beautiful things to me. She always was a good mother. And today I am the man who I am, because I remember and I know that it was God who always was in my life with a plan. He was always there to teach me to go forward. And one day, I know a lot of young kids who read this book are going to go forward. You probably will write even greater books than I wrote, because the book of Joel says they will have vision, they will have dreams, there will be greater things. I remember when I break dance, now look at these kids, how they break dance today. I've been watching them. I watched them in the Olympics. I was so grateful to say, look at what God has done with these kids. And I know if he could do it with me, he could do it with you. Jesus Christ said, greater things I've done, you'll do greater things. And that's the way I feel. This book is going to make you do greater things, because this book is going to teach you that you can proceed. I mean, this book is a book of a young man who only went until eighth grade, but today, a young man that has written a book, and I know you can write a book too. I know later on I got smarter, so I started going to proceed, and I went to some college, and I have gone to ministry schools, but now it's all been because of this book that was only a journal. This book was only a journal, but today has made great things happen in my life, and it's going to make great things happen in your life if you proceed and you trust God.
It's just amazing what this started out to be, which was a journal, which would, I'm sure, been an inspiring read, but it's so much more. It is touching so many people with the amazing story of Antonio Garcia, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. The book, by the way, is recommended by the U.S. Review. It's so well done and such a powerful book. Let's we got a minute or so left here in the program. You use Bible verses as well, appropriate verses in the Bible. The book is really laid out to make your case, reinforce it with Bible, reinforce it with your own story. It's really very well laid out and touching lives, isn't it?
Yes. In the book of the Bible, in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 45, it says, "Those shall come unto me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled and disrespected." You know, everything that the enemy tried to do to me, but God still proceeded and he made me a great man.
Yes.
And one of the greatest things I can share with everyone is You know, Elvis said, I will go before you, level mountain. I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron from the God of Israel who summons you by name. I believe every young man that starts to write a book, you will have a name. You will have something in your life, and you will always remember. It doesn't matter what you write. It doesn't matter what you know. It doesn't matter how smart you are. What matters is that you proceed to have a dream and a vision and start writing and pursuing it. Because this book has been that to me. It's been a book that has made me to be a different person, has made me to be a man of courage, and has made me to be a man that now I know that I wrote this book because God gave me the wisdom to write the book. He gave me the knowledge, and I can share this with everyone, that this book is going to transform your life like it did to mine, because it made me a different person. It made me understand that I was holy and I was a different person. I just didn't understand many things. But this book, The Best Servant Story, this book about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit that's in my life, he's been so incredible how he's done things for me. And I believe this book is going to make a big impact in many people's life like he done to me. And I believe that this book is going to make one thing great of you. It's going to make you a greater person for yourself.
This is a perfect addition to a home library. It's a perfect addition to maybe buying 4, 5, 6 copies and handing them out to young people in the neighborhood. Take them to church and pass them out. There's so many applications to take what Antonio has done with this book and get it even into more hands. Now, the book is The Best Servant Story, Life of Tony Rome, God's Blessed Child, by Antonio Garcia. You'll find him on Facebook, facebook.com/AntonioAlways, or facebook.com/GraceTruthLives. We'll have those on our website. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Published by Gotham Books. Their website is GothamBooksInc.com. Antonio, Pastor Garcia, it's been a pleasure having you on the program, sharing your story, where you are today, this powerful message you have for young people, actually a message, a very powerful message for all people to follow the path that you have chosen that's leading you to be this incredible leader that you've become. Thank you for spending time with us on the program. Please stay in touch. Congratulations on the lives that you are changing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. It has been our pleasure. Antonio Garcia, the book is The Best Servant Story, The Life of Tony Rome, God's Blessed Child. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places, a link on our website. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.